KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. We're at 15 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our weather forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a 30% chance of flurries, a high around 26. Winter weather advisory will go into effect later this evening in the listening area beginning at 6 o'clock, and that's for those counties along and south of Interstate 80. The main item of that advisory is for slippery and or snow-covered road conditions. Total snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches are expected, with isolated 4-inch totals closer to the Missouri border. The snow should be ending Sunday morning. Well, thousands of Iowans were expected to be hitting the highways from yesterday through this weekend for Christmas activities. The man who oversees the state's Highway Helper Program, Scott Marler, deals with problems throughout the year. He says one of the biggest keys to making sure you get to your destination without problems is to make sure your car is ready.
One of our most frequent items that we see out on the roadside is actually a stalled vehicle.
Highway Helper trucks operate on the interstates in the Des Moines, Council Bluffs, and Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area. Marler says a little preparation can prevent problems during the busy holiday times and throughout the year.
Travel prepared and do keep your vehicle maintained, particularly during these winter months. That's when we're most concerned about folks inadvertently finding themselves in harm's way.
His crews see a lot of other things happening out on the roadways that could lead to problems. Marler says most can be prevented.
Drive alert. Don't drive distracted. Put the cell phone down. Buckle up. Every seat, every time. If we do those things, people will get where they need to go safely.
Marler says the highway helpers are out weekdays from 5 a.m. until 8 p.m., and he says they're also out sometimes during major holidays when traffic is expected to be heavy. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center is closing for the Christmas holiday beginning tomorrow. Refuge officials say it will remain closed through Monday and reopen for regular business hours, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday. The Visitor Center will also close for the New Year's federal holiday on January 1st, and it will reopen January 2nd. The seasonal sections of the refuge tour road and refuge grounds will remain open during those federal holidays. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is located about 25 miles north of Omaha on U.S. Highway 30 between Missouri Valley, Iowa, and Blair, Nebraska. Well, the state unemployment rate hit a level in November not seen in almost two decades. Iowa Workforce Development spokesman Corey Kelly.
For the first time in 17 years, Iowa's unemployment rate has dropped below 3.0%, decreasing to 2.9% for November.
The unemployment rate last dropped below 3% in December of 2000. The rate was 3.5% 1 year ago. It is the third straight month the unemployment rate has dropped after moving up to 3.2% in August. The state is hanging around what's known as full employment.
Here in the state of Iowa, our analysts suggest about 3.0% is full employment. So we're at and under that mark right now.
Kelly says on a global basis, economists suggest that 3.5% is full employment. The Workforce Development Report shows businesses added 6,300 jobs last month.
7 of the 10 private super sectors added jobs in November. Professional and business services added most jobs in November following losses in September and October. That's up 2,500. Within the super sector, administrative and support services gained 2,000 jobs to fuel most of the monthly gain. Manufacturing gained 1,700 jobs and was fueled by hiring in durable goods factories, up 1,600.
Kelly says it's the third consecutive month of growth for manufacturing.
Financial activities rebounded from a slight decline last month and gained 1,500 jobs in November. Finance and insurance was responsible for most of the growth, although real estate and rental industries contributed 300 jobs.
The construction industry was one of those areas where jobs were lost last month. Kelly says the manufacturing industry has been the leader through the year in job growth.
Iowa establishments have gained 22,700 jobs. That's a 1.4% uptick. During that time, no sector has added more jobs than manufacturing, which is up 9,200. Non-durable goods factories are up 5,000 jobs, and durable goods are up 4,200 jobs.
Construction has been a strong, or there had been a strong sector last year, but that has since changed.
Losses have been dominated by construction. That's about down 6,100, which has trailed last year's mark. Much of the year has been steadily trending down following record levels last year. Also, other services are down 1,400 jobs over the past 12 months, and information has pared about 1,000 jobs.
The number of unemployed Iowans in November is estimated at 49,100, which is 10,700 lower than last year. The U.S. unemployment rate remained at 4.1% in November. Insurers for the city of Des Moines paid $2.1 million to a lawyer who alleged he suffered head injuries when he was hit by a falling garbage can. The city this week released a copy of its November settlement with Jason McCleary in response to open records requests. McCleary alleges he was struck in January 2014 by a solid waste container that fell from a city truck collecting waste outside of his home. His lawsuit alleged the city was negligent and he sought damages for medical expenses, pain, and suffering. During the case, reports from medical experts who evaluated McCleary were inadvertently made public by one of his attorneys. An Iowa Supreme Court justice had ruled the Des Moines Register not to publish the information, but lifted that order on Tuesday. Governor Kim Reynolds said she supports the death penalty in limited circumstances, but she is not calling on legislators to pass a law in 2018 that would reestablish capital punishment in Iowa.
You're not going to see me putting forth a bill, but I know there's been some indication that some senators are looking at that, and so what I would say at this point is I would be willing to take a look at it, but not going to weigh in until I see what direction they're going in.
A bill that would have allowed a death sentence for those convicted of kidnapping, raping, and then murdering the victim was introduced in the Iowa Senate last year, but was never considered by a committee. Republican senators met privately last week, and the issue came up during the discussion, according to Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix.
I wouldn't characterize it as a lengthy discussion. Clearly, there are members that it's an important issue to. At the moment, I see that. Bill, we'll just see what the process brings forward and determine where we go from there.
Iowa got rid of capital punishment in 1965. 31 states currently have some form of the death penalty, but this summer the company that makes a key drug used in executions done by lethal injection announced that it would no longer produce the drug. Governor Reynolds has asked her legal counsel for a report on that, as well as other related issues.
I would like to take a look at what some of the other states are doing, some of the issues that are. And so I've actually just asked him, 3 weeks ago. I'd like just an overview.
In 1995, a bill that would have reinstated the death penalty in Iowa narrowly passed the House, but was defeated in the Senate. Republicans held a majority of seats in both the House and Senate back then, as Republicans will when the legislature convenes next month. A study compiled by the Renewable Fuels Association, or RFA, seeks to combat concerns raised by opponents of the renewable fuel standard. Bob Dineen, president and CEO of the group, says oil companies and others claim the program would cause an increase in food prices. Dineen says the analysis of the RFS program show that hasn't happened.
Food price inflation, overall food price inflation in 2007 was 4%. In 2017, it was just 1%. The 20-year average is 2.5%. So food price inflation has actually been significantly lower during the past 10 years of the RFS.
Dineen says oil companies continue to make inaccurate claims against the RFS because the companies have lost some of the demand for their products to farmers in the Midwest. He notes that when the RFS began, opponents were worried corn acres would drastically increase and reduce the grassland and forests, but that hasn't been the case.
In 2007, there were 93.5 million acres planted to corn. This past year is 90.4, so a 3% reduction. But we've seen increase in corn production, but it's happened largely because of increases in corn yield.
The RFS program, known as RFS2, was created under the Energy Independent Security Act 10 years ago. Iowa is the nation's top producer of both ethanol and biodiesel. Iowa has 42 ethanol plants and 13 biodiesel plants. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.